There are individuals in the community surrounding the detention center who may have lost out on work because GEO was taking advantage of essentially free labor. We believe this is the first time a state attorney general has brought claims like these. GEO operates the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma. The detention center houses individuals undergoing immigration proceedings, potentially facing deportation. These detainees perform virtually all the non-security work at the detention center. Since at least 2005, GEO has been paying immigration detainees $1 per day for their labor. Sometimes detainees are not paid in cash at all. Instead, GEO pays them in the form of snacks, chips or candy for their work. These detainees are part of civil immigration proceedings. They are not in jail. They're held in a private facility run by an out-of-state, for-profit corporation. Washington State's minimum wage laws provide broad protections for workers with very specific exemptions that do not apply here. The legislature took great care with how it crafted those provisions many decades ago. There is no exemption for private, for-profit detention facilities. Let's be honest about what's going on. GEO has a captive population of vulnerable individuals who cannot easily advocate for themselves. This corporation is exploiting those workers for their own profits.